Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, a program to encourage you to experience His peace and be filled with hope, comfort, and joy as you listen to Samantha Landy's modern-day psalms and music. Samantha is the author of 11 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards for Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here is Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to be talking about changes. You know, while some changes aren't anticipated and certainly not welcomed, I'm learning we can make changes in our lives so we will be happier and more fulfilled and perhaps accomplish those things we feel God wants us to be doing to help the hurting world around us. It's obvious our world is in change. Jobs change, relationships change, the weather changes. You know, some years ago I came across a statement by author Mike Murdock. I think of it often when I'm facing changes in my own life. The statement he wrote is this: "You must be willing to go where you've never been to have something you've never had." You know, change often causes anxiety. The unknown is always full of doubt as we contemplate making changes. And I imagine you may be facing some changes just like I am. So what are we to do? Well, recently I read again about the life of Jesus, and I was amazed by what I saw in the life of Jesus. Jesus was constantly in movement, constantly changing locations, even coming from heaven to earth. But while here on earth, he was still always changing. And in the book of Matthew, in just one chapter in the Bible, it says things like, "He came down from the mountain." Later, "He entered into Capernaum." Later, "He came into Peter's house." Later, "He entered into a ship." And even later, it says, "Jesus arrived on the other side of the lake." All of that travel was recorded in just one chapter in Matthew. You know, Jesus was constantly arising, departing, going to new places. He sought to be around new people to share his teachings. He was constantly changing. And if we're going to help other people, we have to realize it will often require us some kind of change. We may have to go to their home, or their town, or their environment. You know, you may feel that you can't do much, but you can always share with people how much God loves them. There's a song that says, "Little is much when God is in it," and that's so true. And now here is Vern Jackson singing that song, "Little is much when God is in it."
Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it.
Fame. There's a crown, and you
love that song. Truly, even though we think we can't do much to change our world, little is much when God is in it. And I'm talking about changes in our lives on this program and how to process those changes we feel are necessary. In thinking about my life, I've been amazed at how many times things have happened for my good when I've been willing to change. But if I hadn't been at that place at that time, it might not have happened. And I've come to understand where we are at any given time does make a difference. Sometimes even going to a new church will make a difference. And even in nature, we can see that where we are makes a difference. For instance, pineapples grow well in Hawaii, but they don't grow well in Alaska. The climate's important for any seed to grow. And you too are a seed. Your business, your job, even your life are like seeds that you can plant into other people's lives. And it's true. You may need to change locations and situations to unlock the full potential of your growth or success. But success often requires another person. And sometimes meeting a new person opens up an opportunity you wouldn't have had. I'm aware that many of you listening to Psalms of Hope are single. As I suggested to one man whose wife had died and he was lonely, that perhaps he might want to go to another larger church where he might meet a lady he would like, since his church was very small. It was a big change for him. Well, as with Jesus, who changed locations to meet new people, we may have to do that too, whether it's for business or even finding a mate. Change, if made with God's wisdom directing us, will enable us to fulfill our dreams. Change is sometimes even necessary for our survival. But if we have God walking beside us, we don't need to fear change. Truly, God is trustworthy and faithful, and you can depend on Him. Well, before we discuss making changes further, let's listen to some music by a group called Simply Worship, and they are singing Spirit of the Living God. truly be our prayer as we go through our own changes. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Mold me, make me, fill me, use me. Oh, may that be our prayer. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this program is Psalms of Hope, planned with you in mind wherever you are in the world to help rekindle your hope. Hope that no matter what changes you're going through, because of God, tomorrow can be a better day. And for this program, I've been talking about making changes to fulfill your destiny, your dreams. One of the things I said earlier was this: you must be willing to go where you have never been to have something you've never had. And we looked at how Jesus was constantly traveling to meet new people, to tell them of God's love for them. And I've also found in my life that where I am does make a difference in the kind of life I have and the people I meet. I recently moved to a new town. Fearful? A little. But because of my willingness to change, God is blessing me. And even in the Old Testament, we see how important location is to the people whose stories we all know. For instance, Abraham, the patriarch of the Israelites, had to move his whole family, his herds, and his household to a new land. Change before his success was birthed. And even though he did not go willingly, Joseph found his incredible success in another country, Egypt. But Ruth willingly left her family in Moab and followed Naomi to Bethlehem, where she met Boaz, a financial giant of the community, and married him. Yes, sometimes we have to go somewhere we've never been before so we can experience the blessings God has. Well, now for some music, and then I'll be back. Here are the Celebrant Singers, and they share with us the song, On Eagle's Wings.
Who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in His shadow for life.
Say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust.
And He will
His wings, your refuge, His faithfulness.
Yes, he will raise you up on eagle's wings and bear you on the breath of dawn and make you shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of his hand. Oh, what a wonderful promise, and it's all based on Scripture. Well, on this program, I've been talking about making changes and how scary it is sometimes. And I think of my friend Gwen up in Portland. They moved there because of her husband's new job, and she was willing to move, and because of it, God has developed in her a new ministry. She has new women in the Bible, in a new Bible study, and new church friends, and especially with the elderly people she works with, she shares Jesus with them. And then I think of Larry, the radio listener from Psalms of Hope. He rides his bike and takes little booklets to people in retirement homes and shares Jesus' love for them. Another listener of Psalms of Hope, Rena in Omaha, orders CDs of my program, Psalms of Hope, and takes them to elderly neighbors who can't go to church. So no matter where you are in this world, you must not let go of your dreams and your ministry. Keep the courage to make the changes necessary to fulfill your God-given destiny, even if the unknown future is frightening. Hold on to Jesus when you feel all alone and that no one cares what the changes you are facing. There is one who cares. In fact, the Bible says that just as Jesus knows when a sparrow falls, so he also knows what you are facing. And now here's a wonderful song of assurance that reaffirms that scripture. Here is Gary McSpadden singing, "His Eye is on the Sparrow."
Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear.
Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me and you too. Oh, what a blessed promise from the Bible. Well, our theme for this program has been changes, whether it's moving to another area, changing jobs, changing friends, moving to a new home. Change isn't easy, is it? I think of two friends of mine in different cities, Dory and Odette. They have both had to make the change to move into an assisted living community. Both single, they have lived alone for many years in their own homes. But now, due to their age and changes they see in themselves, they have wisely made the change to move. Is it easy for either one of them? No. But as I've discussed with them, this change, while difficult, may give them a new ministry even at their advanced age. They can share the love of Jesus, the grace of their life with the new people that they'll meet. I wonder, what changes are you facing? Well, no matter what your age, no matter what changes you face, this promise from the Lord will help you as you face your own changes. It's found in Isaiah 46, 3 and 4. God gives us a wonderful promise. Here it is. Listen to me. I have created you and cared for you since you were born. I will be your God through all your lifetime. Yes, even when your hair is white with age, I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and be your Savior. And that, dear friends, is God's promise to you, and He always keeps His promises. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you'll write or email me. It helps me to know you're listening and helps to keep me on your station. And if you can help support this program, I'd appreciate it. We're not sponsored by some big church or other big ministry. Nope, we're sponsored by friends just like you who listen. So any gift will be appreciated. And do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. You can order Samantha's books and CDs at her website. If you wish to write, you may do so at Samantha Landy, Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. From Samantha Landy and all of us at Psalms of Hope, we pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him. God bless you.